And so the vision that I read on your website, encouraging formal experimentation while preserving rigorous technique.
Correct.
Can you give an example?
The rigorous technique begins really in the training. So we really always start the day off with our classical ballet training, really working on the detail and the pushing the body to be very refined and articulate. And that's the rigorous part of the training. And then we move into the choreographers coming in, and they have really detailed, specific ways that they move, and they want our dancers to move. So their classical training helps them articulate the specific ways that these choreographers ask them to move.
Is the movement that they're introducing different and new and innovative, or is it new for the dancers?
It is new for the dancers. You know, each choreographer is a gamble. You know, you bring somebody in, you love the way they move, the way they take dancers and move them in space, and it's really interesting, and then you bring them in, and it's unknown what will happen afterwards, but that's really what's so exciting to us, is what's going to happen in the next, you know, 4 weeks, beginning from one elbow lifting up and circular movement. And even for them, I think it's just incredible to have a place to come and play and make work and feel that what's exciting about this company is new work and that they can really experiment here.
When you say increased vocabulary, traditional ballet has a certain vocabulary, so if you say the movement is described in different ways, is that right? And so when you say you're increasing the vocabulary, sounds silly. Are new moves constantly being added, or is it just individual to each dance? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And I had a really interesting conversation with a friend of mine about the classical ballet, you know, has 51 steps, or I don't know exactly how many, but there are specific steps, and those are set in classical ballet. And contemporary ballet takes those 51 steps and really plays with them and moves them. And it's the transitions within those 51 steps that can make up a whole new way of seeing contemporary dance. So for me, I believe it's the choreographer's transitions that really define their new language, the way they move. It's the way they take movement they understand and know well, and then bring their own voice and their own way of communicating in through their choreography.
And it's specific to each choreographer.
Yeah, it is specific to each choreographer. For instance, we have a choreographer in right now who is very focused on the upper body and really detailed communication of the arms and the chest and the back. And the feet pretty much never leave the ground, whereas another choreographer may have more jumps in their vocabulary, may be on the floor, may really use space vertical in more detail. You know, so it's really interesting seeing how each choreographer has their own specific way of communicating through their body.
Looking at the season this year, it looks as if there's 7 works and 5 of them are world premieres.
It's actually 6 world premieres this year, and we did 7 last year.
So is that reflect a changing philosophy or just an increase in interest?
An increase, I think, in interest. And, you know, we keep saying that we're going to go back and bring back some of the terrific, incredible pieces that have been made on the company, but there's just so many exciting choreographers and even folks that we've worked with that we just want to bring back. You know, we see their growth and their development. We want to be a part of that, you know, and we just have terrific relationships with many of the choreographers who have made work on us. So that's why sometimes we bring choreographers back, and we just are so passionate about this conversation, about new work and about, you know, our audience is, they're just so excited at what a performance may be, you know.
Do you want to talk a little bit about challenges besides the making of the art, like introducing new audiences and the X? What is the X process?
I'm really excited about the X process. It is a new audience engagement program and enrichment program. We are going to be inviting a tremendous writer, Elizabeth Zimmer, to come down from New York City. And she's spoken with all the choreographers for the fall series, and she's going to write a very detailed essay about their process. And we want the audience to be as informed and engaged as possible. And oftentimes there's a misperception about dance and ballet. You know, 3% of the population has actually seen dance. And we're really trying to change that, you know, and bring dance to a level where people can have a conversation and feel that they understand what they're seeing and feel comfortable that if they don't understand it, they're exactly in the perfect place. Knowledge is just experiencing something, not having watched dance from the time they were three. You know, you can come in and have never seen a dance performance and be moved, and we're trying to give the audience the freedom to connect with dance. We're going to have a very informed essay in our program book. We're going to have a wonderful Q&A on opening night before the program that Elizabeth Zimmer will lead. We're going to tape that Q&A and have it on TV in the lobby before each show. Saturdays, in between our two performances, we're doing a new program in the X process called A Pie, A Pint, and the Process. And we're going to invite guest speakers to come in. And this year we have Roy Kaiser coming in and two of his dancers who are going to perform a very classical piece and then change it into something very contemporary. The same piece, the same music, to take something to show how it can change. And Elizabeth Zimmer, again, will lead that conversation. And then just open up a dialogue with our audience to talk about what is contemporary ballet? How do we make ballet into Ballet X? What's going on behind the scenes here? You know, why is this contemporary dance? You know, why is this contemporary ballet? What's the difference? So we're creating a platform for us to have that conversation.
Can you give an example of the way you would illustrate movement?
So, I mean, I would start with a very basic step, like an arabesque, which is the longest line you could create in classical ballet. So you step into an arabesque, your arm is in front of you, your leg is directly behind you, and you're creating a line that goes on and on and on. And what we would do probably would have a sequence of steps. When we're doing the classical part of it, we would do a step into an arabesque and then brush into a battement, which is when you kick your leg, and then turn around into a soutenu, which is when you turn. So then moving that into a more contemporary, we would take that arabesque and probably there'd be like seven more phrases that would go into making it contemporary. You'd see that classical arabesque line, then it would melt and bend. Then you'd kick the leg up into a battement that would then maybe flex the foot. And then you turn around, but you'd use the whole torso, where in classical dance, you'd turn around and just be very straight. Where you'd make it contemporary, you'd bend and you'd maybe move your head in a new way that you didn't think possible.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. Is this a one-time only thing, or are you planning to do it in the future as well?
We're doing it for each series. So we will do it for our fall, our winter, and our summer series. So we're really excited about it. It's a great opportunity for us to even dive deeper into our own conversation and mission of what we're achieving here.
What was the misperception about?
I feel when I talk to people on the street who have never been to a ballet, like, oh, I don't know if I'd like that. I don't know if I could understand what I'm seeing. And that's, there's no understanding. It's a feeling. It's like walking into the art museum. You walk in and you look at these incredible paintings, and some move you and some you're not connected with. And I want the audience to feel empowered to just experience and not feel like they have to understand.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.